possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It drove them stark raving mad this weekend, and you could tell it did. Trump standing there on the world stage besides Vladimir Putin telling the truth. Trump standing there on the stage beside him. They couldn't stop him. Exonerating himself and exonerating America. Exonerating Russia. And here's what that sounded like.
I've always had a fantastic relationship with President Putin, with Vladimir. We had many tough meetings, good meetings. We were interfered with by the Russia hoax that made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it. But we had to put up with the Russia hoax. He knew it was a hoax, and I knew it was a hoax, but what was done was very criminal, but it made it harder for us to deal as a country in terms of the business and all of the things that we'd like to have dealt with. But
so Donald Trump explaining that it was a hoax. Russia did not do anything. Why is that so important? Because a million people are dead because of Hillary's and Obama's lies. And Trump explained that. He said, listen, you know, I tried to make a deal. I wanted to make a deal with Vladimir Putin before. I wanted to stop the bloodshed, 5,000 to 7,000 people dying a week. And he said, but I was talking to Putin. This is him. This is Donald Trump talking to Bret Baier before the summit, the Alaska summit. He said, I was talking to Putin. And he said, it's not possible. I can't get it done until we heal the lie that Russia cyber attacked us, attacked our elections, or had anything to do with it. It was Hillary.
But I had a very good relationship with him. We had no problems. We had, you know, country that was, we were getting along. We were doing fine. We have tremendous potential. You know, Russia has very valuable land. We have tremendous potential to have a great relationship, a great business relationship. But we couldn't do it because of the crooked, demented people that created the phony Russia. And I told him, I said, you know, Vladimir, there's no way we're going to make a deal. You know that. He said, well, I think it's going to be tough. I said, no, not tough. It's impossible because I have wise guys that created a phony deal. And until that settled up, that was the hoax, the big hoax, the greatest. Well, one of the greatest hoax. I think we have a lot of others that we can talk about, all by the same group of very, very bad Americans. I'm going to be nice when I say it that way.
He's right. And I told you this on Friday. I said, this is what had to happen so we can have peace. And you got to understand what they did because it was so evil. It wasn't just, and Americans don't get this. They think Russia should just be fine with the fact that Hillary lied about this and accused Russia of an act of war and a coup and put tanks and troops on their border. Russia should be good with it. No, they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't mind. They shouldn't mind at all. We can just lie, accuse them of war crimes, and everything would be fine. Well, it got real when we put the tanks and troops on their border, as Obama did. What happened next? Americans don't know. They just think Russia bad, USSR. Russia's not the USSR, and it's not even close. Not a good place, but it's certainly not communist. In fact, Vladimir Putin has pushed the communists to the edges of Russian society. Brutally, actually. Just kind of interesting. So what had to happen? Well, what folks don't understand is that we passed brutal sanctions on Russia that destroyed its economy. We did it in 2017. Trump signed them based on a lie. And that lie was, and it said it right in the sanctions, that Russia had cyber hacked our infrastructure, namely our boards of election. Well, in the last 2 weeks, it has come out that was not Russia. In fact, an FBI whistleblower laid it out. That was Hillary. Hillary's campaign hired federal contractors to do all of those hackings. No part of the Russia collusion hoax was real. All of that has come out in the last 2 weeks. That's not an accident. That was a lead up to Alaska. And so we destroyed the Russian economy. We sanctioned their oil, their natural resources, their sale of it. That's 60% of their economy. We destroyed it based on a lie. Can you imagine living in Russia? We are lying and saying that you hacked our elections, launched a coup. You are destroying the Russian economy based on lies. Trump signed the sanctions. He had no choice because they were painting him as a Russian puppet. So this is an apology of sorts. Trump can't apologize. He is the most powerful man on earth. He's leader of the free world. He can't apologize to anybody for anything, even if he's wrong. But he did the next best thing. He exonerated Russia on the world stage and himself. And he can now because we know Hillary did it. And so all of this was to move Russia to war. If you look at that map of what Russia did, it was protecting itself. Not only did we put the troops and the tanks on their border for no dang reason to menace them. Can you imagine if they did that to us in Mexico? I'd be screaming on the air every single day, let's go down there and kick their butt. No, you don't get to do that. After Russia overthrew the Mexican government, not happening. Not putting up with that. And they shouldn't have to either. And this has been part of a process going back to Barack Obama to get into World War III with Russia. They want to do it for profit and for whatever reason, I still don't fully understand, but they're determined and they have been for a long time. And that puts us at grave risk of World War III. Look, folks, I don't like Putin any more than I like Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, any of these people. But this is a nuclear-armed country and I don't want to fight with them over fake things. You don't either. You don't want your kids, grandkids getting drafted to do it either. That's where we were going. We were going to the front lines. They were out of Ukrainian bodies to throw into the meat grinder. They were going to throw our kids in. All for fun and profit. It's where it was going. So Trump saying yesterday, hold up. This is fake. Russia collusion did not happen. This exonerates Russia. The Russian people needed to hear that. He destroyed their economy with those sanctions. Trump signed it. He did. That's why they needed to hear it from him. It was fake. You didn't do it. Wasn't an apology. He can't go that far. That's the most they'll ever get. This is the beginning of peace, to say that. And that is why they were so desperate to stop Trump. He was on the world stage telling the truth about their lies. But what is the way forward? We'll get into that coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.